And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And thank you to Bob Berger, Reaching Your Financial Goals. And thank you to Krista, and she's on her way, as well as Bob Berger. And now we have Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty, Process Consulting. I think, what is the topic? The top 10 business processes to identify and define. No, it's not. I'm in the wrong program today.
You're
this is about
wrong.
Sports. We're going to talk about the Arizona Cardinals.
Let's talk about the Cardinals.
Oh, hey, they did pretty well this time. I predicted wrong. I thought they would.
I'm a football fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
But they won finally.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, after seven games of losing.
Congratulations.
But it was a blowout.
Well, they must be doing teamwork, must be improved.
Well, I don't know. Kurt, did you watch it? You did?
I did, yeah. It was a great, exciting game.
Oh.
Really?
That is excellent. So, what is the topic then?
Yeah, what I want to talk to you about is 10 reasons, 10 of the main reasons why we would create and define a business process.
Oh, I like it. Create and define a business process.
Or if you have one, refine it, define it, edit it. It's a live document.
Refine it and define it.
Yeah.
And I like that because a lot of people don't even know what a business process might be, though. You want to describe a little bit what is it, because there's business people out there and they may not even know.
Well, what a business process is anything that you provide, a service, a product, you have a process to create that for the customer. Everybody has a customer. You have your customers. So you have obviously a process to create your service that you provide to the customer from start to finish.
So something like a sequence of steps or events or tasks or behaviors to create something.
Yeah.
And every business, even in life, you have that. I mean, from cooking dinner to getting the mail to paying bills, whether you're in business or not. That's all a process. Some people have efficient ones and some people don't.
That's true, and we've talked quite a bit about it. There's, I just picked 10
excellent.
For today. Do you have a copy of that? Do you
no.
want a copy?
No, I'll
do
listen
you want
to
look
it.
At it? Because
yeah.
I know there's exciting NLP techniques you can add to this.
Oh, okay. You throw it out and I'll add NLP techniques.
That's right, and for those who don't understand, that's neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah, neuro-linguistic programming.
What is he signaling me here? What am I doing here? I need to process how to use the mic?
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
There you go.
Here we
about
go.
An inch away. That's right.
An inch?
Yeah, there we go. There we go. So, okay, so
all
what's,
right.
what's
why,
number
why
one?
Would we have a process?
Yes.
We're going to build our reputation in a business. You know, we'll skip past the process itself as how do we provide that service? What do we do? Do we need employees? Do we need materials? Do we need, what do we need when that customer calls in? What do we do? What does the front desk do? What does the production side do? What does the accountant do? What does the construction manager do if it's a construction job?
So that's very important.
So we
obviously.
Build credibility and reputation. And I'm going to read these 10 and you just pick one.
Okay.
Build credibility and reputation. Learn. We learn from our what we do right in the business, what we do, where we could improve, grow from that, become an expert in the field. If we repeat that process over and over and over again, like the fire department, we'll become an expert. So that in itself builds our reputation. It becomes a training document for employees. It becomes a how-to guide. If we have a temporary employee for a day, we can just hand them they're part of the process that they work, they're part of the team, and they know exactly where to fit in. Customer service is more straightforward to resolve if everybody's followed the process to complete the job. Customer service is a lot easier. Receivables are easier to collect, which is a biggie. Teamwork is more adaptable because everybody's involved and building that process as a live document so they become more adaptable. Sales increase, expenses are reduced, and all of that does what? Increases the bottom line, which is one of the main reasons we're all in business is to make some money.
Well, I like all of them, actually. And the one I'm going to pick first is customer service because I think in America, right? And you have that one.
Yeah, customer service. Now, if you call, customer service gets a call often if there's a complaint. Usually if a customer has a reference for you, they're going to send it in a letter, an email. But normally customer service calls is somewhat of a complaint. Now, if your team has followed a good process to provide the service, then you can support them 100%, and it's a lot easier to resolve an issue that a customer would have after the fact, like a punch list, for example.
Yeah, and as opposed to having the customer be a punching bag as a punching list.
Or you be the punching bag for the customer. Now, there's a process to that.
Yeah, see, there you go. But I think that's highly important. I think what's going to separate businesses in this day and age is the customer service. Now, there's a process to it, but there's also an NLP process. So I'm going to integrate some NLP.
Okay, good, yeah.
Because the behavioral process is one thing. There's steps, you know, meet the customer, greet the customer, ask, you know, maybe there's forms involved, you know, maybe it's submitted somewhere, maybe there's certain dollar amount that you're allowed to authorize right away or whatever it is, if it's a return merchandise, for example. What's really important is how you implement it from beyond behaviors. Is really your attitude, what you think your role is, and can you fulfill that role? If you are there to serve versus if you are there just to take, you know, to mechanically make money and go through your day as quickly as possible, get as much money as possible, go home, that will show up behaviorally much different. So if you were building a business and building a customer service process, part of it would be picking the right person,
right,
with the identity in mind, the role of I am here for one reason, to uplift, to inspire, to motivate customers, whether they enjoyed our product or service or whether I now have to work with them to reinstate their faith enough in us. So I think the NLP part of it is really big from that standpoint.
I think it's wonderful because there's to build a process, you need the participation of everybody. First, the owner needs to endorse it. So they have to be on board right away. Otherwise, there's a breakdown.
And, you know, what's interesting when you said breakdown, what I'm thinking about from a team standpoint, a chain is as strong as its weakest link.
That's right.
And if you look at it from that perspective, it is so critical not only to have a process, but part of the process might be picking the right people.
Well, that becomes very clear as you build a process. Like one, I facilitate it, but it's not a dictatorship. I don't write it out and say this is what you do. I invite you to tell me how do you do your job? How do you deal with this customer? How do you resolve this issue? And we start working with it, so you and I start working together. Now we already start to find out how people work together because we keep working through the process, talking through it, role-playing it, and it becomes second nature. And maybe a personality that was in customer service goes to the accounting department, goes to sales and marketing. So people start moving around as we build processes. We have marketing, sales and marketing processes. We have operational processes, customer service, accounts receivable.
And, you know, what else you have is a process really creates a structure in which to measure. And this is really important, a structure in which to measure performance. Because how would people understand or measure performance if they didn't have some type of structure or some type of standards?
Absolutely.
In which
there's no baseline.
Yeah,
it forms a baseline.
So that's one great reason right there. Yeah. And but a lot of small businesses, you've probably seen it too, they don't seem to have very structured processes. It's sort of random. It's like they're reacting rather than being proactive.
Yeah,
and that can never be good because it might feel like you have more freedom, but how much time are you losing? How much extra cost does it take? Well, how does it? How about opportunity costs? How many sales did you lose because you didn't have a process to really capture the calls? How many? Like I've called places, and I might be on hold for 10 minutes. Oh. I go, well, if they don't want my business, then someone else will.
That's right.
Do you see that?
Oh yeah, I see that all the time.
It's crazy.
I cringe.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I think small businesses don't really realize the potential, the great opportunities to do what you're doing is to put structures in place. And what will happen, and I think you've seen it, Barbara, is that if people want to spend more time, what's the common complaint of a business owner or people in general? I want more time. Mm-hmm. I want more money. I want more happiness, more balance. Well, with great structures, it's almost like adding additional resources, more employees without paying for employees by just tightening up the structure.
They can have that. They can absolutely pick anyone. You want more time? Then you take a look at your process. How is your business operating when you're not there?
Yeah.
Because you don't need to be micromanaging anything. If you have a good process in place and you develop your team, you don't need to be there. You just need to know what's happening in your business. You really don't need to be there.
And you also mentioned one of them is training, you know, having a training program. And I suspect a training program, but being able to train people to grow to their full potential, how valuable would that be in a business?
It's invaluable. You can't put a price on that.
And why do you think people, you know, they just think, it's too costly to train people, but the cost of not training has to be greater than the cost of training.
I don't have a specific answer to that, why people don't do it. I could spend a week telling you what happens when you don't have it, because I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I see it a lot. It's just chaotic.
That's a good word.
Chaos.
It's,
yeah. And that's what it is.
And I think that's a real problem. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue to talk about the 10 reasons to create and define a business process. We've talked about customer service. We've talked about training. There's much more to come, and we'll be right back.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
What if your house is on fire, you call 911? The firemen don't know what to do, the truck's got a flat tire, the water hose has a leak, they can't decide what to wear, and everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process, they follow it, they're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty. And we are talking about the 10 reasons to create and define a business process. You know, what's interesting, on the break, we were talking about something new that we are going to do.
Yeah,
you
go ahead.
And I, NLP, that's Neuro-Linguistic Programming, Behind the Process Map. It's the best of both worlds. You're really developing behaviors and steps and tasks and projects and systems to maximize your, well, your profitability, really, and efficiency within your capabilities, where NLP behind it will actually raise the bar so you can actually create beyond your self-imposed limitations. I don't think anyone's doing this. This is something business will definitely want to look at.
Well, and I don't want this to sound negative, but I see what happens with a process. A team or people get disjointed behind it. It's like, why do I have to follow that? Why don't I just do my own thing? I know what I'm doing. And then there's a breakdown. Every time an issue comes to me, I can see exactly where the process broke down.
You know, what's interesting, as you're talking about that, a good example would be a football team where none of the players on offense knew the play.
That's right.
And they all guessed what the play would be. How chaotic, really,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and we've talked about
that
things like
crazy,
that before,
right?
Like the airplane. What about if nobody checked the airplane?
Yeah, you know, what do you do in certain situations? So, but I think if you look at it from that point of view, especially in football, I think.
Nobody listens.
It wouldn't
to
be well
coach.
Coordinated. Oh. What team could ever win with that type of poor executed, you know, plays? Because everyone, there'd be 11 plays out there.
Yeah, the coach doesn't show up.
Someone would think it's a run, and the coach. You're right. So I think that's a great way of looking at it. Now, if you want your business to look like a well-executed football team, that every team member, everyone in your organization, knew the same play, executed at excellence, and had a great coach and manager to make sure everything's coordinated, how much more successful would that business be?
Well, that's a good challenge question for all you business owners out there.
Oh, it would be.
I want to ask you, I want to challenge you right now to take a look at your business and tell me if it's operating like a well-coached football team.
You know, and also another thing is, what's in your playbook? Now, that's something else that we will be talking about. Is that there's some football teams out there, and some, you know, in various sports, they have very sophisticated plays. So I would say, as part of this, is upgrade your playbook. You know, what other things can you do from a very sophisticated skill set?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have the right players? Because, right, if you have everything but you don't have talent, well, it's still going to be tough. You're going to maximize your efficiency with what you have, but you better look for talent, too.
And how do you know you don't have the talent? You try, right?
Well,
you practice?
I think that's a process, too, is a set of criteria in which to evaluate who you hire, who's going to fit in from a technical standpoint, commitment, attitude. People that really have a passion to be the best usually will do very well.
Well, this is where the process map will tell you the steps.
Yeah.
Here's the step. It becomes your job description.
That's right.
It becomes the how-to manual for whatever you're doing. But so now we have a job description. Now can the person do the job? So let's try out for the team. This is what we do in sports. We try out for the team.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's get the team together and see how we work together. Now it's either going to flow or it won't flow. And like you said earlier, the weakest, the chain is as strong as its weakest link.
Yeah.
So if you follow a well-defined process map, it's going to become evident that, there's a member of the team that's not suited here. Now, that doesn't make them a bad person.
Right.
It's not a negative thing. It just means their talents are best served somewhere else.
And that's why what you're saying is so important, because you have to look at the role and what are the qualities and the talents that you need to have someone execute in excellence in that role. So, for example, if you have a wide receiver that can't, you know, that can run the 100 and, you know.
You're trying to trick me because I don't know these names now.
Oh, yeah. But a wide receiver. Well,
he's
right.
Trying to trick me, and I'm not that easily tricked.
Well, basically, you want a wide receiver that is quick, is fast, and can run and catch. And where you may have an offensive guard or a tackle or whatever, you need to be big, block, you need to be smart, you need to follow the play. So what you want to do is match the
personality to the job. And
yeah.
That's where I want your NLP to come in, behind the process map.
It makes total sense.
And I also want to... There's a big stigma out there that I would like to, you know, get on a soapbox about.
Yeah.
And business owners do not blame your employees ever for a bad job. Take a look at yourself.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Because when you go to a sports game and you start beating up the team, who gets beat up when the team consistently loses?
Who gets beat up?
The coach.
Oh, yeah. Usually it is the coach, isn't
okay,
it?
So managers out there, how are you managing your team? Where's your process map? And where's your process? Because it's up to you to coach your team. And you should be able to walk in to your business every morning and know that the team's there, they're jumping. Everybody's there, they're happy. They're happy to be there because you're all working together. But you're coordinating that whole process. You're not in there micromanaging everything, making somebody feel bad because maybe they're not doing their job right. Well, everybody's entitled to participate in this. It's a participation.
Well, there's no doubt, and also part of the process that we were talking about is the criteria. For example, for the listeners out there, look at your own sales manager, sales director, the top person in sales. Do they, he or she, fit the excellence? I mean, don't lower your standards. Do they fit excellence? Do they have the state of mind? Do they have the belief systems that know that they can sell under any circumstance, under any economy? Or do they talk to you about, oh, this economy is too hard and it's not going to work? If you have someone like that, you might have the wrong person. Mm-hmm. They may not have the beliefs to support a state of excellence. And I think that's just incredibly important. So what business owners do, they just sort of settle for what they have versus what they should have that will drive that business well beyond any imagination of success they can ever dream of.
And what are they doing when they settle? They're enabling.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's an enabler and... change your magnet and you will change your life.
Wow, I like that. That's good. And it's really important. And so say that again.
You want one? This is mine. Yeah, I have a little book. This is mine.
Oh, that's your book.
I've already published this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Change your magnet and you will change your life.
Wow. So
21 days.
And 21 days. Wow. 21 days or less maybe. Well, I like
21 days or less if you throw NLP in there.
Yeah, that's right. There's no doubt. So I think we're on to something that will really benefit people. Too many people tie in
This is a process. This is a personal process. Change your magnet. And you know what your magnet is.
Yeah, what is it?
You know what a magnet is.
Yeah, it attracts something.
So you want to change your life? Change your magnet. How are you attracting it?
Yeah, that's like the law of attraction, but in a different way.
You are attracting it.
Yeah.
Whatever's in your life, you've attracted it.
That's right. And it's time to change. If you don't like what you're attracting, guess what? You're in charge.
That's right.
And you have to change that. You have to learn how to identify the mindset and the unconscious beliefs that will attract that. And can you believe it?
Decision.
Decision.
And you want to take a holistic approach to your business?
Yeah. And how do they get in touch with you?
602-750-4518.
750-44?
602.
Yeah.
750-4518.
4518. So that's 602-750-4518. That will be excellent because you got a lot of great advice. And then stay tuned for Announcements on Conversations with Dave and Barbara on
adding NLP to your process map.
That's going to be important. We're going to have a lot of fun doing that, and that will be coming up in January.
And we're going to discuss, we'll have a dialogue on techniques that will transform your business.
And everyone have a great day. We'll see everyone Friday for the sports show. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.